On the line now, I'm sure you heard me talking to him. Well, the records are playing as well. I apologise about that while I was getting him on the line. Fergal Somerville. Hiya, Fergal. Channel Swimmer, that's your title.
How are you now? Thank you very much.
Well, I haven't talked to you in a little while. Still swimming away, I see.
As much as ever, Noel. Yeah, clocking up about 1,000 kilometres every year.
And how do you sort of keep the incentive going? All different things? Or tell me about your regime.
Well, I'm up every morning during the week before 6, and I go up to DCU for either 160 or 200 lengths of their pool. And Saturday and Sunday then I go out to a low rock or high rock in Malahide for even half an hour at this time of year, and longer then during the summer.
Okay, listen, Fergal, just say that again about DCU. What time do you go up there at?
They're open from about 6:30 in the morning. I'm usually up there 1 to 4 into the pool.
Oh, thank God, because I'd be up there, but I'd just be around 11:30, 12 o'clock, so I'm glad that you go early.
Let's give you a race Sunday you're up there now.
You'd be up and down and in and out and gone home and back again before I'd finished the first one. But just get my head back into it again. You're keeping yourself pretty busy then. You've had swimmers from all over the world as well.
I have. Actually, I'm running the 6th Eastern Bay Ice Mile event in lockdown now, Saturday week. This is the 6th year we've run it. Myself and John Daly from Eastern Bay. We started off with a local contingent, and we've built it up over the last couple of years. And this year, we have swimmers from all over Ireland. We have a couple from the UK and the US as well coming just for this.
Okay, and just because, I suppose, it might seem like a silly question, but at this time of year, the water is freezing. So is that particularly why it's called the Ice Mile, or do you put some extra ice in the water to give it that extra coolness?
There's no need for it. There's actually the first year we went up there, we had to actually break through ice to get into it. But an international ice mile, Noel, is 1 mile, just over 1,600 metres, in water temperature of less than 5 degrees, wearing only hat, goggles and togs. And it's a concept that was brought up by a guy called Rambar Coy, who came and swam with us a few years ago. A guy in South Africa. He set up the International Ice Swimming Association, and their blue ribbon event is the Ice Mile. And Eastern Bay have been running that Ice Mile now for the last 6 years, and this is our 6th time running it. We go down to Lochdann in County Wicklow, 1st or 2nd Saturday of February every year, and we bring down 16 or so swimmers, and we bring down about 100 to keep an eye on us while we're down there. Like you say, the water is freezing. This is an extreme sport. It's something that you have to be very much practiced at. It's not something that anybody can just turn up and do. So we have a lot of criteria that we set for people, which includes swimming over the winter, 1 mile every week, so you're prepared for the distance. Mm-hmm. And even then, when you get up to lockdown, the temperature up there generally has been between 3.3 and 4.6 degrees for us each year, which is extremely cold.
So I'm assuming that when you put that regime in front of people, the protocol there, that you have to take the word that they've done all this, the preparation. You don't monitor them as such, do you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I do because, generally we announce this in about October every year when the summer sea swimming season is finished. Although for most people that finishes in August. Mm-hmm. For us, we just continue on through. But people express an interest in coming along to the Ice Mile. And this year I had over 35 individuals wanted to come along and do the swim. Now, there's several criteria for them. They have to be physically fit and healthy, mm-hmm. examined by their doctors, undergo ECGs and physical examinations before they come along. Apart from swimming the mile every week, they have to be able to do that on average in less than 40 minutes. And they must also commit to swimming the mile every week. So we send them off the application criteria, and they have to keep a diary of that and come back to us, because essentially, Noel, it's an honesty sport. I mean, I can't monitor that. We have people do come from all around the world, and we're delighted to have them here. We give them a fantastic weekend. But it's up to themselves, and people have to be able to come along and tell me that they're fit and healthy and ready to do it. And if they're not ready to do it, they can come back the following year. But you know, there is it's an extreme sport. There is a lot of risk involved in it, and you know I've had swimmers this year who have turned it down because they haven't been able to do enough swimming. And you know, so we don't take chances, and we ask and insist our swimmers don't take chances either.
Okay, just to mention as well that it's quite a unique sport as well. I mean, worldwide there's only 300 swimmers to hold the distinction of the International Ice Miler.
That's true. And 5 years ago, when we started with the lockdown event, there was less than 50. 5 years ago. But under the International Ice Swimming Association and Rambert Coy's leadership from South Africa, it has grown immensely in recent years. And last year there was just over 100, and now we're up to 300. So it is a sport that has taken off hugely. Mm-hmm. There are also shorter distances. Like I mentioned to you, the Ice Mile, which we run in Wicklow, is the blue ribbon for it, but there's also other events run, and there's one tomorrow in Camlock up near Armagh. I'm delighted I'm attending that. There's a 1 kilometre, that's a sprint in national championships up there, and they've over 40 swimmers going along to that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Again, they all have to meet the strict qualifying criteria to swim in water at that temperature. But there'll be a lot of good friends up there, and we hopefully will come away with something. Like, what was the last time I was up there? I think I managed to set the world record in my own age group. Wow. And that was when there was only a few of us doing it now. There's a lot more doing it since, you know.
Yeah, but all this thing that's going on with you, Fergal, I mean, how many professional gigs do you do a year? I mean, you practice every day, I'm sure, and you swim in some shape or form every day. But how many professional gigs do you enter a year and do?
You see, no, this professional gigs would suggest that there was payment for.
No, no, okay. Well, there are many.
No, luckily enough,
competitive.
I have a day job.
I changed the word. Competitive.
Well, yeah, I would be more into marathon swimming. So, like, I do a number of long swims in the year in the open water, which would be longer than 10 kilometres each. Now, I also do the Leinster sea swims during the summer, which that's the proper summer now, from June to September, and they culminate in the Liffey swim and the Dunleary Harbour swim. Mm-hmm. But there's about 36 swims over that period, and there's about 250 men and 150 women go on the individual swims, and that ends up with a fantastic bash, usually the Liffey swim, which is a huge event nowadays. And we're actually coming up to the 100th anniversary Liffey swim next year, which will be that'll be huge. But even that swim itself, Noel, I think it's the oldest city swim in the world. Mm-hmm. Coming up to its 100th anniversary now next year, and they managed to get 250 men from Watling Street Bridge down to the Customs House, followed by the 150 women in a separate race, and then it's just a pure carnival after that.
It's great. It's absolutely terrific. It's a wonderful spectacle every year. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
But just to go back to remind our listeners, back in 2011 you swam the Channel. You don't hear much about it now. Are people still swimming the Channel?
Yes, it's still huge. I think when I went to swim the Channel in 2011, there was about 1,000 people had swam it, 1,000 individuals had swam it. It's up over 1,200 now. And swimming the Channel, like, it's a huge commitment. There's many years of training involved in it. The sort of training that I do almost on a daily basis for years and years and years to build up the stamina to take on what's quite often a 14 and a half hour swim. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a huge thing to do, because you start from Dover and you swim to France. You have a boat alongside you. They feed you every half hour, three quarters of an hour, and from the time you leave Dover, you cannot touch the boat until you arrive in France. Mm-hmm. And and hopefully touch off the cliff face in France or land on the beach in Calais somewhere and then come back, you know.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking of the change in the environment and the way things are. I thought maybe, because normally you hear, you'd hear one or two, not all, every swimmer every year, but the likes of yourself and a few more that, names have come up over that have won it, but I haven't heard that in the past couple of years. I thought maybe they'd cut back because of the environment or it'd gotten too bad, or maybe they've moved the island a bit closer to France.
Well, I actually upset a few of them there a year or two ago. I put up a thing on their Facebook page saying that with Brexit, all Channel Swims would start from Rosslare that year. You know, some of them in Tover were upset with that one. All now, you know.
Okay, you want me to say a special thanks to Robbie Clark? He's a significant birthday this month, so I'll say an early happy birthday
to
him.
You better not tell anyone it's a significant birthday. Funny you should mention Robbie Clark, because Robbie's an absolute stalwart in Eastern Bay, and he was actually the first Eastern Bay man to win that Liffey swim.
Okay.
And there's not a whole lot of Liffey swimmers out there.
Was this back in 1917 then?
it would have been in around then, I'd say. There, you know. I'll tell you, he may be having a significant. He'd give you a run for your money now.
I'd say he would. But just to another thing, Fergal, as well. I mean, I swam, and I was never a great swimmer. I just swim and for enjoyment and stuff like that. But I've gotten back into it over the past. The year before last, but you got into it late as well, just as some encouragement and an incentive for some of our listeners who maybe never swam, or like myself, hadn't swam in a few years, that to get back into it. It's the best exercise you can get apart from any sort of competitions. It's wonderful for the health.
It is a fantastic exercise. It's actually hard to injure yourself swimming. Noel, you know, I'm at that level now. I'm on significant birthdays myself now. I'm all well over the 50 mark, you know. But by way of example, one of my best supporters and another Channel swimmer, John Daly. John Daly learned how to swim at age 39. And he swam the English Channel at 48.
Wow.
And that's a huge thing, you know. And I don't think there's anybody, distance swimmers in Ireland, that has a bigger story than that now, you know. But again, a great guy, the first Eastern Bay man to swim the English Channel, and he helps me organise this event every year. He has swam in it once, and then he copped on to himself, and he just comes down and he does the admin now. He's in charge, like, you know, most of it.
Okay. He's still there, yeah?
I am indeed.
No, it's just I was trying to work out with my fingers. The next one, the beautiful Loch Dan in County Wicklow, the 3rd of February. That's sometime next week, isn't it?
Tomorrow week.
I know Monday was the 29th of January, so that's the way I was trying to work it out. So tell us about that. Just remind us about it, I should say.
Well, the swim itself, it'll be done in two batches. We go down there Saturday morning. I'll usually be down there for about 8:30. We set up the event, which is we bring a couple of ambulances down with us, a couple of tents, marquees for changing. We've three high-powered speedboats on the lake. One of them is Nourish Water Safety. We have kayakers from West Wicklow Kayak and Canoe Club, and a couple of others who come along to help out. Each swimmer goes in. There's a 4x400 meter lap, and we're all accompanied by an individual kayak who keeps an eye on us the whole time, and then the speedboats are there if we need to be extracted. We have Nicola Gilliland's GP, who comes down and helps with us, and our husband Brian, another doctor, several paramedics from Dublin Fire Brigade, two fully equipped ambulances. We have about 100 people down in lockdown every year to manage the 16 or 20 swimmers that are there. Oh. And it's only through the help of all of those individuals and our sponsors that we're able to put on this event, you know. It's a fantastic event. People come down, they watch it, and sometimes they come back and swim it. And there's very few of us. This is my sixth one now here with Eastern Bay, but very few come back for more than one ice mile swim.
Okay. You sound as fit and as strong as ever, I have to say, Fergal. And it's always a great pleasure talking to you. And I'm sure you have a Facebook page where or whatever that people can look up everything about you and about all the swims that you have forthcoming in the course of the year.
We have indeed. I have my own Facebook page, and then there's the Eastern Bay Facebook page, and there's a separate page for the 6th Eastern Bay Ice Mile. So people will be able to find that on the Eastern Bay, and hopefully we'll have a live feed on it on Saturday week from lockdown. The swims themselves will start about 10:30, but we'll all be down there to be organised for us before it goes. But we'll have a couple of videos and photographs up from it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as I say, always a great pleasure talking to you, and good luck at that and everything that you do in the future. And you just want to mention anyone that's done any kind of sport or activity without the backing of family, and especially nearest and dearest. And I'm going to mention Mags here, who supported you all through the years. So I'm going
to
mention.
I wouldn't do any of this without her at all. Now, and she doesn't swim herself, but again, it's just like I said. Like, I mean, without all of the support you get for this sort of carry on, it can't be done. Mm-hmm. So you know, there's nothing actually solo about a solo swim, Noel. You know, and similarly here, like Mags has been a huge support for me all along, and then all the friends and extended family in Eastern Bay and everybody else that comes down to help out. Too many to mention, I'm afraid, okay. But you know, it's huge thanks to them all.
Okay, everyone involved. And I could sort of say with tongue in cheek that Mags is your water wings, would that be fair to say?
Absolutely. Well, okay. I'll tell you, Noel, I mean, I've brought her on cruises to France and to Scotland in the last couple of years, like, you know.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, okay. So there's no problem. And I'm sure on Valentine's Day you'll have something special arranged as well, which is in a couple of weeks' time too. Okay, Fergus.
Yeah, I might come back here for a few hints on that now.
Okay. Okay, great talking to you, and I'll talk to you again soon, Fergus. But thanks very much.